There is so much that pins us to this life, so much that grabs at our ankles and drags us back to love the temporary, the fleeting moments, the impermanent things. Chained to these things by a confused and confusing love for the immediate relief of desire, we can fail to look past what immediately helps us survive in this world, and fail to see the world of the eternal, the enduring moment, the permanent life of glory with God. So Jesus tells his disciples, "Everyone who has given up everything for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. Anyone who puts him first, makes him central, gives to him the highest place of honor in their lives, and comes to understand that everything they do, say, think, pray, and feel, that everything they are is given purpose and power in his name, they, all of them, will look past the temporary into the eternal and see the face of God." We must be careful here, though. We are tempted to think of the world as a place of dark doings, a place of temptation and corruption. We might come to think that to be the best Catholics, we must deny our bodies, despise our flesh, punish sin, constantly weep for God's mercy, and find the devil hiding in every human heart. Though surely there are times to deny the body and weep for God's mercy, we are new creatures, remade for joy and rejoicing. Of course, the human world can be dark, tempting, and corrupting, but it is also revealing of holiness. Like us, the world is not simply fallen. It is redeemed for a purpose. Created by God for our prudent use, the world is not a prison, nor is it a trap for our dirty bodies and ugly passions. All creation reveals the workings of the Blessed Trinity, shows us incompletely bright flashes of the divine, revealing God's company among us. But the creature is not, and can never be, the creator, and we must never fail to understand that nothing here, nothing created, can ever relieve the relentless hunger for God, the nagging need for the waters of the Holy Spirit. Paul writes to the Philippians, "I consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish." And because he has made Christ the center of his life, he has come to righteousness, a relationship with God that can only come through faith in Christ, that is, by trusting Jesus first among the people, things, and ideas of this world. Ask yourselves, what do I trust more than God? Who do I trust more than God? What causes me anxiety? What do I cling to for security, for safety? My money, my house, my identity, my politics, my theology, my piety? What would it mean for me to lose everything? Think of Paul and ask, could I consider everything lost because of Christ so much rubbish? Am I prepared to share his sufferings, conform my life to his righteousness? Can I forget what lies behind, strain forward to what lies ahead, and pursue the goal of obeying God's upward calling? We are chained to the passing and blind to the eternal only because we choose to be. There are no chains, and our blindness is long healed.